History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
It sucks review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Weil.
All right, the Red Sox end up picking up an 8-6 victory over the Philadelphia Phillies in a game that, quite honestly, felt like was going to be out of hand early. A game that the Red Sox fell down early in, down 4-0 against one of the best teams in Major League Baseball, and that they would ultimately lose and go two games below 500. But instead, they end up scoring 8 straight runs. They got 1 in the 4th inning, ended up getting 5 in the 5th, 2 in the 6th to pull ahead 8-4. They end up winning it by a score of 8-6 tonight from Fenway Park. So for the 17th time this season, they're back at 500. Joe Weil with you. Thanks for joining us at Red Sox Review. It's going to be a short show. We have Celtics postgame coming at you. KJ Carson will join us for Celtics postgame. The score right now, Celtics 98, Mavs 93. Kyrie Irving at the line for a second of two at the charity stripe right now. And Luka Doncic is fouled out of this game. So there's that as well. So the Mavs have, you know, an uphill, have a hill to climb here if they do want to pull out a victory. But the Celtics very close to going ahead 3-0 in this series. Now under 2 minutes remaining. It's actually 100-94. Now 196. We'll keep you updated on it again. KJ is going to have you for Celtics postgame. Let's hear what Alex Cora. Before we do that, though, just want to remind you that the hearing from Alex Cora, that is one of the highlights from tonight's Nissan Red Sox postgame show. Hurry in. Epic offers are going fast at the Nissan Thrill of Summer Sales event. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com. Here, let's hear now what Alex Cora had to say after a great victory for the Red Sox tonight, winning an 8-6 over the Phillies.
Yeah, we swung the bat well from the get-go. Hit the ball hard, so put pressure on them, and we had a chance there to use Valdi with men on and put a great swing. And obviously Hammy and JD put pressure on them. JD was really good running the bases, right? Put pressure. But it was a good one. They have a good team, and but we play hard, and we're talented, so, I mean, just got to keep going. Yeah, I mean, he got to a fastball. We talked about it before the game. He can hit a fastball. And against a lefty, got one, and then got another one later on for the homer. But the first at-bat was a good one. He's understanding what he needs to do. And the more he plays, the better. He is more confidence he's gaining, and it's been fun to watch him. I mean, he wasn't throwing strikes, not fooling. I mean, you got to throw that over the plate. You know, it started with Kyle, and he knows it. 4 walks. With his stuff, you know, we got to throw it over the plate. And tonight wasn't his night. Yeah.
Well, with him, you know, against the Braves, he was so good. How important is consistency for him? Now that he's
not for him, for everybody. Everybody has to be consistent, you know. We went with a good cutter, and they're going to have good starts and bad starts, you know. That's part of the process, you know. I mean, we pitched so well for so long, you know, and it's part of it, you know. He's not perfect, so he'll be ready for the next one.
We were talking about Catalan. What do you think
of him out there tonight? I mean, a jam shot, a balk, and a sack fly, you know. But he was good. Good sinker. Good cutter. Vila was good. He's in a good place. He's in a much better place this year than last year, stuff-wise. And last year, he was good. Last year, he relied on Vila. The cutter wasn't cutting the way usually he is. And this year, he made some adjustments after the first week. He's throwing strikes, and the cutter is doing what he's supposed to do.
He wasn't as dominant looking tonight as he was in Chicago, obviously, on Sunday. What do you attribute him being able to stay in a rhythm and stay fresh pitching? So
routine-wise, he's really good, and we let him do a lot of things that I don't let others. But he's earned it, you know, as far as like his schedule and when he goes out there and all that. But him and Kiyoshi, they do an outstanding job pregame. During batting practice, you always see him running and doing agility drills. He needs to get his body moving. You know, he needs to keep his body moving, and he's done an outstanding job.
All right, so that's Alex Cora talking after the Red Sox 8-6 victory over the Philadelphia Phillies. And this is an exciting win for a Red Sox team that's trying to tread water with so many guys out. And if they can get to a certain point where you get Tristan Casas back and still be in it, because the third wild card spot right now, it's the Twins that have it now with the Red Sox winning. They're still 2.5 games back of them. But that's kind of what they're fighting for right now. And this is a type of win where you don't have to quite deal with the thoughts of throwing this season away yet. You lose it if you lost this game, and then you have Aaron Nola coming up tomorrow and Tanner Houck pitching for the Red Sox, who's a contender to be the guy that's going to start for the American League in the All-Star game. That could have been a difficult position for this team to go in, though, to try to win that game. And then you got the Yankees coming up next, who could, at that, in this hypothetical, have buried your season with how good they've been this year. Instead, the Red Sox take this game. They come back down 4-0, 4-0. And it's a lot of guys that, you know, you wouldn't have thought would have an impact on this team. David Hamilton, 2 hits today. 4th consecutive multi-hit game. And he hits a home run, too. That really capped it for him. A 2-run shot in the 6th inning. He's really come into his own recently. And then on top of that, in Manuel Valdez, he's looked like a different player since he's been called up. More consistent at the plate. Pinch hit 2-run double to give the Red Sox the lead. And let's hear that call that allowed the Red Sox to take the advantage for good in this game.
Here's the 1-0, and he swings, hits into the air to left field. Back by the wall. Dahl, it's over his head. Hits off the wall. 2 runs will score. Throw to the plate is wide. And Connor Wong scores. Throw to third, and Valdez is out, trying to take the extra base. Dahl went back and jumped just like he did last night, but this was over his head. It bounced away, and runners scoring from third and first, and the Red Sox come up with 5 runs here in the 5th inning, and they take a 6-4 lead. They've got 5 up on the scoreboard, but they scored 2 on that.
And that's the highlight from tonight's Nissan Red Sox postgame show. Hurry in. Epic offers are going fast at the Nissan Thrill of Summer sales event. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com. So that hit ends up giving the Red Sox the lead. It was 6-4 at that point, and they end up taking it by a score of 8-6 against the Philadelphia Phillies. Celtics are all but about to wrap up a Game 3 victory. They're ahead 106-98 against the Dallas Mavericks with a little over 10 seconds remaining. So we are about to be 1 win away from winning the NBA Finals. We'll come back. We'll toss it to KJ Carson, who's going to have Celtics postgame for you coming up next. But again, Red Sox win 8-6 over the Philadelphia Phillies. Back right after this on WEI.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.